up to Perik Lamedalid, we are up to Pasuk Yid Zayin. Lamedalid Yid Zayin. I want to warn you, these psukim are very difficult. Not that it's been easy until now, but certainly now it's rough sailing. Pasuk Yud Zayin. We're up to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Okay, so Tes Zayin was an introduction. Pasuk Tes Zayin, Elihu said to him, "Listen carefully. I have something profound to say." Let's go back one pasuk. Vimbina. If you are a man of understanding, if you will pay close attention, if you have a discerning heart, you will pay close attention to what I'm about to say. Shema Zos, Hazina L'Kol Miloy. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. Here it goes. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ha'af Sone Mishpat Yachavosh. Now there are many ways to make sense out of this pasuk. We're going to learn now the Mitzudos, which basically means: Are you accusing Hashem of judging, of being a Sone Mishpat? I always use that term, the evil genius. Are you accusing that God is an evil God? God created the world only to torture man, to suffer. That's seemingly what the Mitzudos Tavod is, how he translates this word. Yachavosh means to bind. Now, it's in this context, obviously, what? Yachavosh literally means to bandage. Yachavosh literally means to bandage, to take off. A shmata and
vayachavosh es asano.
Vayachavosh
es kamoro.
Saddle. Is that the same word? Could be.
Yeah.
Okay. So it means to saddle. It means to attach. To attach something to another item. Now, what does that mean here in this context? Certainly, it's not to be taken literally. There's something much deeper. So, in this, according to the Mitzvah, what it means to say is to rule. When a leader is in charge, he saddles the company, the country. He basically ties them up. He controls them. When you saddle a donkey, you are controlling the donkey. You are now in control. You will be able to guide the animal in the direction, to the location that you choose. So the word Yachavosh in this context would mean that is there a Sone Mishpat, a being who hates justice, who has taken this world and tied it up and done with it what he pleases? Is that what you're saying about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It seems you are. The fact that you complain, the fact that you continue to claim that you suffer for crimes that you did not commit, for sins that you did not do, what you're in essence saying is that this world has been tied up, is under the authority, is under the control, under the rulership of a being who is a Sone Mishpat. How dare you say such a thing? That is heresy, kfira. Eov, it's not the right thing, it's not a popular thing to say in this world to go advocate such an opinion. So next part of the pasuk, v'im tzadik habir tarshia, are you going to declare evil? Let's read the pasuk backwards. Tarshia means to declare evil. A tzadik, a righteous, kabir means abundant. Kabir means very much, me'od. A being who is extremely righteous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is, in essence, extremely righteous, through your behavior, you are declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guilty, he is wicked. Okay, so the two parts of the pasuk really, according to the Mitzvot, mean the same thing. There's just poetic repetition. Let's see how he translates these very difficult words inside. Pasuk Yud Zayin Ha'af V'chi Af Gam Zos Tomar. Are you also going to make the following claim? Elihu is at different points in time in his speech, he recalls or he summarizes the essence of Eov's arguments, his claims. Are you also going to say the following? Shehasone Mishpat, that a being who is a hater of justice, who Hamoshel, is the one, the ruler, the one that rules the world. So Yachvosh, in this context, the Mitzvah translates, is rulership. It means to tie, to bind. a leader binds and ties up his country according to his will. Look at the Mitzudos Tzion, where he very literally translates the word Yachbosh. Inyon, it's not to be taken literally, it means Inyon Memshola, rulership. Al Shem Shu Choyvesh Bemasar Es Hamachuyev, he ties up in chains or in bonds a person who is guilty. I will not be a prisoner. I will not be bound up. What? Someone who's tied up, chavash, who's imprisoned. So therefore, the one that is doing the imprisonment, the one that is doing the locking up, represents the government. So here, according to the mitzvot, is taken with Yachrosh to mean a ruler. Are you claiming that the ruler of this world is a being who is Sonei Mishpat? Back to the Mitzvot David. Let's do one more time. V'chi af gam zos taimar shehasoni hamishpat hu hamayishel ki taimar, because in essence that's what you're saying. Ki taimar asher hamem shala. What has your claim been all along? Authority nesuna biad ma'arachis hashemaim has been given over to the mazalos, to the constellations. Umikrech lat tzadik v'lerasha, and there's no difference between the tzadik and the rasha. They suffer the same fate. Ve'ein mishpat. They exist in this world without any mishpat. V'chi nachon hu b'dvar. Is it proper for you to continue to give over such false words? Where you are in essence are tarshia. Now he's explaining the end of the pasuk. Where in essence you are tarshia. You are declaring guilty. Es hamakoyim hakadosh baruch hu. Asher hu be'emes tzadik habir. Tzadik habir is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a righteous, is an extremely righteous being. V'lo ya'aves mishpat hagmul. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not pervert mishpat hagmul limsar. It's not so. I thoroughly reject your claim. It's not so. V'lo ya'aves mishpat hagmul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a being who perverts mishpat hagmul in reward. Limsar hakol, to deliver everything beyond Hamarach in the hands of the constellations. So this is the trance. So we were with time the pasuk inside according to the Mitzudas. What he's saying is he's criticizing Eov. Ha'af, Eov, will you continue to declare that Sonei Mishpat Yachvosh, that the ruler of this world is a Sonei Mishpat? Are you going to declare? You have to add the word Ha'af again. Are you going to say the Im Tzadik Habir Tarshia? Are you also going to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a great tzaddik, is guilty? Now Rashi is a little bit different. Let's look at Rashi Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ha'av Sonei Mishpat Mishpatai Shel Shofei Tzedek. The Mishpat of the Shofei Tzedek Yachbosh Hamakom. Are you going to tie up the Im Taimar? Are you going to... Is someone else, or Sonei Mishpat Yachbosh will tie up Hashem, will hold Hashem hostage. What he seems to be saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing another being to tie up Hashem. In other words, Hashem is hostage to the Ramban. The Ramban says the Satan. The Satan here is who the Ramban says is the Sonei Mishpat. The Sonei Mishpat is the Satan. The Satan doesn't want Mishpat. He wants to do what he pleases. And you're allowing the Satan to take control. By taking control, you are limiting Hashem's authority. So Yachbosh means Hayachbosh Hamakom.
Translate the pasuk a little different.
Okay.
Sonei Mishpat is the good Mishpat.
It's a euphemism, you want to say.
And Yachbosh means I sort of put it away. I put it in prison. Will HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in prison the Mishpat Tzedek?
So how do you translate, why then is Hashem called the Sonei Mishpat? Why is Hashem called the hater?
Sonei Mishpat. Mishpat of Shofei Tzedek.
Okay.
Yachbosh, would Hashem put that in prison?
So why then are we calling Hashem the Sonei Mishpat? It's a euphemism? Why is it called a hater? So maybe you want to say that it means that it's a euphemism. We're calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this context because over here there's something that Sheker is being done. We don't want to ascribe Sheker to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like B'loshon Sagenar, in this context, a Sonei Mishpat. What? Okay. I don't know either. Let's see over here what it says. The Rashi Vim Taimar Einay Mishpat. If you're going to say Einay Mishpat, Kilo Kedin Asa, Kilo Kedin Asa, Efsher Zos Mi Shehu Tzadik Maot Harshia. Okay, I don't know what it means. Let's leave this because I'm not sure what it means. Okay, maybe at some point in time we'll come back to this, but I don't know now. Kabir means Lashon Mo. We'll just leave with the interpretation of the Mitzudos. Is, are you trying to suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given over the world, has allowed the Sonei Mishpat, the Ma'arechas HaShemayim? Oh. Yeah?
I think you read it a little different. Ha'af Sonei.
He's questioning.
Wait, yeah.
Stop at Ha'af Sonei. Will the Sonei Mishpat Yachbo?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Would he... You know,
well, the enemy, who's the enemy? Eov is the enemy? Maybe Eov is the enemy.
That could be...
The Satan.
Will he be able to...
Mishpatoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yachbosh. Will the Sonei, Ha'av Sonei Kama, will the enemy, which can mean either the Satan or will Eov, declare that Mishpat, the Mishpatoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shel Shevet Tzedek, Yachbosh, will be tied up?
Will he be able to tie it up? Ha'av Sonei Mishpato Yachbosh. Can the Sonei tie up the Mishpat Tzedek?
Okay. Vim Taimar, maybe you'll say yes, he can.
Maybe you'll say yes.
Because it's not the Mishpat Tzedek. Vim Taimar, Einoi Mishpat, it's not Mishpat. That's why in Echanamia, the Satan is allowed to tie it up. Kilo Kedinosa, because Hashem has done Shaloi Kedin. Because in Echanamia, maybe you'll tell me that the Shparuchu is unjust. Avshar Zos, can it possibly be that's apikorsis to say such a thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is corrupt? Ki mi shehu tzadik ma'ot harshia, would you dare declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzadik ma'ot is guilty? And that's why the Sonei is allowed to tie up the Mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Mishpat is false? Impossible. The Mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not false. Kabir Lashon Me'od. Okay. Ha'imer Lemulim Nekedek. The next Pasuk, Pasuk Yitches, pretty much the same thing. Pasuk Yitches. Ha'amor Lemelech. Is it Derech Eretz? Is it proper to say about a king, Belial, that he is disgusting, he's a scoundrel, he is Belial without a yoke, without any authority, he's corrupt. Is it proper to say Rasha el Nidivim? Is it proper to say about a Nadiv, about a generous person, that he's a Rasha? Of course not. If you would not say this, the Mitzvah goes on to say that he's referring away to a Bas of Adam. And if it's not Derech Eretz to say this about a Melech, about a king, a Bas of Adam, and about a Nadiv, a generous person, Bas of Adam, Al Achas Kam of a Kam, it's not Derech Eretz to say this about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Mitzvah stands. What's the Pasuk Yichas, the Mitzvah inside? Pasuk Yichas, Ha Amor. The Chiroi Loimar Al Melech, is it proper to say about a Melech Shehu Belial, to say that he is corrupt, he is a scoundrel? Loimar Rasha Al Echad Mehanadivim, about one of the people, the generous people. Umikol Shekin Lachshav Kazos Lamakom. Certainly, it's not Erechad. Says about Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So he's coming to criticize Eve. How dare you say Hakadosh Baruch Hu is corrupt? You wouldn't have the chutzpah to say this about a boss of Adam. So how dare you say this about Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Okay, let's see Rashi Pasuk Yitches. Yitches Oimel Lamelech Belial Chichagun Veroy Loimel Lamelech Belial Veloimel Rasha El Nidivim. His Rashi seems to say the same exact Mahalach as the Mitzudos. Pasuk Yitches. Now Eliyahu goes on to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just. He's not corrupt. Asher lo nosa pinei sarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not favor princes. V'lo nikar shoah lefnei dol. Hashem does not recognize a generous person. The word shoah means a generous person. Unusual word. If you look in the Mitzudos, tzioin shoah nadev kamo ulechilin aristocrat lo yoyma shoah. Don't say shoah. Okay, that context it means to say he's a base person. Ulchili means a base person. Lo yoyimar shoah. Don't say about him that he's a shoah. What? A stingy person. Don't say about him that he's a shoah. So shoah means a Hashem does not show favoritism to a generous person, lufnei dol, in the presence over a poor person. Why? Ki ma'aseh yadav kulam, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has created them all. If Hashem only created the generous people, Hashem would be inclined to show them favor, to show them favor, because that's His creation. A person favors his own children, his own creation. But being the Kadosh Baruch Hu has created the poor and the rich, has created the princes and the ordinary people, therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu does not show anyone favoritism. So therefore, Eliyahu, how dare you say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not showing you favoritism, He's causing you to suffer because you are not on His side. Pasuk Yutes Mitzudos David, Asher lo nasa, Halohu, how dare you declare that Kadosh Baruch Hu is corrupt, Halohu, Asher lo nasa p'nei sim, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not show favoritism to the princes, Levater lohem al ma'alam, to forgive them for their transgressions. V'lanika l'fan of mihu hashoyo mihu adol. It's not noticeable before HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is the generous person, who is the poor person. Lios chalukim midvar mishpat hagumol, that they should be different. There should be a different system of justice for the rich and the poor. Ki kula maseh yadav hema. They are all the creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein hefresh b'neim mul hamakom. And there's no difference before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu judge them. They are all the same. Okay, pasuk Rashi, pasuk Yutes. Asher lo nasa b'nei sarim, kolemar l'melech oylam, asher l'melech oylam, who is the sarim? L'melech oylam, asher ein mashve panim l'fanav, maso panim l'fanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not show favoritism to a king in this world. Just because a person is the president of the United States, or he's the king of a country, he's not going to be shown any special favor by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shoah means a sar, kamo ulchili lo yamashah, to a stingy person you do not say that he is generous. Pasuk chof, rega yamusu. Now he goes on to say that people's fortunes change in a moment. Don't be impressed. Don't be, just because the person is a king and he's riding high, his fortune can be changed in a moment. Rega yamusu, they can die. Fachatzos laila yigo ashu. And in the middle of the night, there can be a tumult.
Rattle.
Meaning there can be a change of guard, a regime change. A regime change can take place, chatzos laila, in the middle of the night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. Yigo ashu, the people will rattle. The people will move about. They will change their allegiance.
Hargash is a volcano.
Volcano. So here it means a movement. There will be a movement, but here it means a movement of allegiance. At 11:59, the whole world pledged their allegiance to this king. And then something happens, and suddenly, a minute later, everyone now, the nation, pledges their allegiance. They have faith. They put their faith and trust in a new king. Yigo'ashu am v'yavaru.
This scheme shows that Elim Mim Tet 49 is going to say the same.
49? What do you mean 49?
That Nadiv Dal is the same before them. It's as Elim 49 that you say in the Shiva.
In Tilim? Okay, I'm not familiar. Okay, let's read the passage. V'yavaru, and they will pass. The king will pass, authority will pass from one to the next. Same idea, it's a similar theme in Mizmor Lamites, Mamites in Tilim. Okay, very good. The Asir Abir Vlaviyad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the mighty, Velo Viyad, and does not leave, according to Rashi, it's not there. The strength is not in their hands. The power is no longer in their hands. Let's see the Mitzvah Pasukhov. Okay, so let's see what it means. Rega Yamusu. In one moment, Kasha Tovay Misa Pisoimus. When death, sudden death comes, Kedever, like a plague, Uchayotse, or the like. At times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through His Hashkacha, He decides that someone should suddenly die. Ba'avur gemul oynish. Why? Because Hashem wants to punish a person. Ha'loishteim yemusu b'rege echad zeh kezeh. The rich and the poor in the same boat. When there's a dever, the rich and the poor will die the same moment. Kezeh kezeh imdal v'imshoa. Whether he is a poor man, whether he is a rich man. V'chatzos laila. And it can happen in the middle of the night. L'pam at times. Pisam. Suddenly. valley. B'chatzos halayla, yonuhu v'yonudu. It's shaken up, and it moves around ha'am the people. V'yavru min ha'olam. Okay, so he's over here translating the pasuk like I told you, changing the guard. That's another interpretation. What he's saying over here that people die. In this context, it means that people can suddenly die in the middle of the night. V'yavru min ha'olam. They leave this world. Al why ki chatu lo, because the people have sinned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'heim atzmam his sirus ha'chayzek asher bohem lo biyad zulos, and they themselves abandon the strength that is in their hands. Lo biyad zulos, lo biyad zulos, not in the hand of anyone else. Ki mehem uvahem, and I'm not exactly. I don't know what this means. Are you fully?
The revolution.
What?
It means a revolution.
What do you mean?
This whole country is in upheaval.
Okay, read further.
Right.
Al ki chatu lo, because they have sinned lo.
They did it to themselves. They themselves removed the people from power. In other words, there was a revolution.
Veheim atzmam hesiru es hachoyzek asher bohem. Lo biyad zulus, not to anyone else. Ki mehem mehem. Okay, they did it to themselves. There's a revolution among the people themselves. It's not due to external forces. It's internal strife. Internal strife has brought about a change. So here, let's read the pasuk one more time. Over here, it says rega. He's telling Eev to look at an example in the world. Rega yamusu. There are times in this world where in a moment yamusu, the plural. They die together, the poor and the rich. There's no difference between the two. In the middle of the night, it can happen suddenly. There is a stirring among the people. There's a rebellion among the people. And according to the Mitsudos, it means they die. There's a change of guard, and the old regime is killed. V'yasudu abir. And the mighty is removed, lo v'yod, not in the hands of others, not through the power of a foreign country, but through internal strife, through their own people, they decide that there should be a change. So what's the message? The message is, we have to read further, but let's first read Rashi before we get to the message of Yehudah Eiv. Pasukhof rega yamusu, kisha yirtze, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, in one moment they will die. Hashem wants v'chatzos laila k'mosh osel Mitzrayim. Rashi is going to give examples in the next few psukim, referring to Mitzrayim and referring to Sodom. Chatzos laila was makas b'choros. All the firstborns died, and that really, even before the firstborns died, we know that there was a civil war. When the firstborns heard that Moshe predicted they were going to die unless Klal Yisrael is going to be freed, it started a civil war. And the children killed their fathers. They killed, and the Chazal tell us, more people died in that civil war than actual firstborns died. The firstborns did not want to die at night. They wanted to tell the government to let Klal Yisrael leave. The government, Paro, refused to let Klal Yisrael leave. It provoked a civil war, and many people passed from the world at that moment in time. That's what it means over here. Yiskoshu am kolema berega yavor. In one moment they will pass. V'yasur abir koyach shalhem. The mighty will lose their power. Lo biyad, lo yishnu biyadam. It will not be, according to Rashi, lo, it will not remain old in their hands. Ein lohem koyach. The power of the abir will not remain in their hands. The power will be removed. They'll become weak. Okay, pasukof aleph ki einov al darke ish. Hashem does this. Now, who is Einav? Who is Einav referring to? According to the Mitzudos, refers to Hashem. The reason why Hashem brings about a sudden change in events is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. Shalom Aleichem. We're getting word about you. Okay?
Yeah, the
shul.
It's
going to be a brouhaha. Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are on, is observing the ways of man. V'cholot se'odav yireh. Hashem sees everything. Hashem sees a man's ways, and Hashem sees a person's strides. Pasuk of Beis, let's do a few psukim. It means to roar. It means to move about in a violent, unpredictable way. So it's, the pasuk says that in the middle of the night there is a revolution. Okay, it's not clear. The different translations, it means that either it can mean very literally that the people's neshamos, their souls, are moving. They're moving from this world to the next world. There is some type of catastrophe, some type of natural disaster, or some type of revolution. Is an upheaval. So what's the upheaval? Is it upheaval in government, or is it an upheaval in some type of natural disaster where people are being transferred from this world to the next world? That's all it means in this pasuk. Things are happening. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, things happen very quickly. Things happen, events move very quickly, and the old situation, the old matzav, is no longer existent. That's the end of the pasuk. The Yosiru Abir Lov Yod, and the mighty that held on to power in the past, are removed. Lo v'yod, and nothing of that power remains in their hands any longer. Why? Why and when does this happen? Ki einov al darkei ish, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are on the ways of man. The Chol Tzadav Yir Hashem sees, Pasuk HaBeis, Ein Choshech v'ein Tzalmobes, it's Hashem, it's impossible to hide Hashem from what's going on in this world. There is no darkness, and there is no shadow of death. Lihi Soser Shom Poli Oven, to hide their evildoers. A person cannot hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An evildoer cannot make a mistake and think, I'll go into darkness, I'll go into a place of the shadow of death to hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He won't see me, and I'll do whatever I want. Pasuk of Gimel, Ki lo al ish yosim od. Okay, let's read Pasuk of Gimel for a moment. Let's read over here the Mitzvah of Pasuk of Aleph first. Pasuk of Aleph HaBeis, Ki einav, the eyes, ki amakoi mashkiach al kol darkei ish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays close attention to man's ways. V'chasher yechtu lo ad nehera yishlach devaro la'avdam. And when a person is very swift to punish them, min olam imdal v'imshua, whether he's poor, whether he's rich, v'imram him, whether they are a lot of people, af mibli siva keduma, without any prior cause. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that a rasha has to be put down, he's put down immediately. Pasuk habeis in chosh. Darkness does not serve as a hiding place for sinners. To make a mistake and think that there they cannot be seen before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi pasuk of Gimel. Either, no, that's not, okay, let's do the next pasuk. Pasuk of Gimel. Ki lo al ish yosim od lahaloch El Kelba Mishpat. Let's see the Mitzvah's Pasuk of Gimel. Kilo, ki ein darko lohasim al lish oynesh noisef al haroi. Hashem does not punish a person more than he deserves. Here he's coming to explain to Eiv that Hashem's Mishpat is just. Now, I just want to take a step back. We mentioned when we started Eliyahu's response, according to many, if we read the words very simply, it does not appear, Rav Schwab makes this point, that Eliyahu is saying anything different than the three friends. The three friends said to Eiv, you're a sinner, and if you suffer, you deserve to suffer. Seemingly, that is what Eliyahu is saying here in these psukim. He's telling Eiv, Hashem is just, and if you are suffering, you deserve to suffer. That's really seemingly what he's saying. And he gives examples. There are corrupt people out there in the world, whether they're wealthy or whether they're poor, and they commit crimes. And when Hashem wants, He suddenly destroys them. And the punishment can come without warning and without any notice, because a person deserves to suffer, he will suffer. So that's here when he's saying the pasuk of Gimel, ki lo alish yosim od. Od means more than he deserves. Hashem does not put upon man punishment more than what he deserves. Lahaloich el kelba mishpat, which would provoke man to say to God, let's go to a court of law. Okay, this is the rejection of the argument that Eiv has made. Eiv always said to Hashem, Hashem, I want to take you to mishpat. I want to take you to a court of law to complain that you're punishing me more than I deserve. Here he just says, he doesn't explain why, but he just says out flat that HaKadosh Baruch Baruch Hu does not put upon man more than he deserves. Therefore, man never has a right to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's go to court. You have done an injustice. The pasuk again reads, Ki lo yish yasimod, Hashem does not put upon man more than he deserves, and that would provoke man to say, Lahaloch el kel b'mishpat, I now want to take you to a court of law. Let me first read the mitzudos, then you'll list the question. Pasuk chav gimel in the mitzudos. Ki lo, ki ein dako lohasim alish oynish noisif al haroi, actually, which would provoke man to say, Ahalech el kel b'mishpat, I'm going to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu to court. Ki harbi oynish al pesha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me more punishment than my sin. Uvavur zeh, yashkiach al prate masa adam, and because of this, yashkiach, he pays attention, al prate masa adam l'shalim gemul kerech hamasa, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extremely careful to pay a person exactly according to what he deserves. So in other words, if you're suffering, you deserve it. Now how is that different than the three friends? It's not. At least according to this interpretation. Okay, let's take a look at Pasuk of Gimel in Rashi. Rashi says, Kilo al ish yosimot, kiloimar, amarta. What have you said, Eev, all along? You have said, lo, amarta, lo ach yosimbi, that don't put upon me this punishment. He's connecting the words, Pasuk of Gimel, to the words yosim. Okay, yosim means to cast, to heap upon a person. In this context, it means punishment. Eov, in Perikov Gimel, complained, Hashem, don't heap upon me more than I deserve. Here, Elihu is saying exactly true. Hashem does not heap upon a person more than he deserves. Rak chatoy levat, only give me, punish me for my sins. Vani mashivcha. Here, Elihu is saying, I will respond to that pasuk, that statement you made in Perikov Gimel. Lo yosim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al bir yosef alilos toisefes al pesham. That's correct, Eov. Hashem does not bring upon a person pretexts and excuses. Does not look for excuses and pretexts to bring upon him suffering more than what he deserves. Od lashon toisefes od. And this pasuk means in addition, more than what you deserve. Lahaloich el kelba mishpat kishahu ba al bir yosef lisvakech imohem. So that you should want lahaloich el kelba mishpat. So okay, I can't really figure out the exact translation here, but I think it's similar to what the Mitzudas is saying, is that in this situation when a person suffers more than he deserves, he demands that we go to a court of law to argue, to present our arguments why you have done this to me. Pasuk of Dalit, Yeruah Kabirim Lo Cheker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings evil. Yeruah means to shatter. It comes from the word Ra, but in this context it means to shatter. Kabir means the mighty, Lo Cheker, without investigation. Vayamed Achedim Tachtam, and he replaces them with a new person. Now let's take a look at Mesudas David. Pasuk of Gimel, Yeruah Hinei, Yerutzatz Chazokim Ein Cheker Lohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shatters the mighty, Ein Cheker Lohem, without investigation. Umamid Achedim B'mekoymam Almem Shaltam, and puts another person to replace them. In other words, it happens very quickly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at times replaces world leaders. Okay, let's Rashi, Yeruah Yerutzatz, Kmo Roah His ro'ot, thoroughly smash. Vayam nachim tachtam b'mukaymam. Okay, the next pasuk, l'chein. Now, why does this happen? Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu at time take leaders, world leaders, kabirim, and destroy them without any investigation, without giving them a chance? Meaning, in cheker in this context means suddenly. Why? Because l'chein yakir Mabodehem. Hashem recognizes their evil ways. The Hofach Laila, and in a moment, Hashem turns the night upon them, darkness upon them, Vayidakohu, and they are crushed. Let's take a look at Pasuk Chaf Hei in Mitzudos. Lochein Yakir Ba'avur. Pasuk Chaf Hei. Okay, let me just finish the Mitzudos. This Pasuk is a continuation of Pasuk Chaf Dalet. The reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu, he destroys the Kabirim. Ba'avur Asher Yakir Ma'asem. He recognizes that in the past they're very evil. Ulezed, therefore, Chafach Balayla Achas. In one moment, in one night, he transforms Lahamid Achelim B'mekoyimam B'himon Didkohu B'naritz, and they are crushed. So we have here a whole theme that is appearing throughout these psukim. If you go back to Pasuk Chaf talks about rega. Things happen in a moment. Chatzos Laila is another example of something happening in a moment. Then again, then in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys the Kabirim Lo Cheker without investigation. An investigation has the connotation that there's a process. There's a process of mishpat, which takes a very long time. There is no investigation. The change happens suddenly. Why? And then again in Pasuk Chaf Hei, it says, V'havach Laila, in an instant. The night is turned upon them instantly by the Yidaku, and they are crushed. Why? In these very complicated psukim, because Kadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that the person is guilty. He is a Rasha, and he deserves to suffer. You know, what was your question? Yeah. What was your question?
My question is, maybe not belong to it. If Satan was mechatzek against Yov, does he was suffering so much Yisurim or not?
If the Satan was not mechatzek, would he suffer the Yisurim? He would not have suffered the Yisurim. That's clear from the Psukim. He's only suffering because the Satan entered the picture and it was mechatzek. And if the Satan was not mechatzek, he would not suffer. Okay, but what does it have to do with this?
No, I said that Yisurim is coming for the person according to the Averot.
Okay, we're getting there. Okay, he's trying to.
Yov had so much Averot that should. Hashem did.
Okay, we're getting. We have.
Satan is going to make a lot of problem, mourning, dying, the son, kids, everything. So much problem. Does it deserve? Because before you read the Rashi of that Kuf Chaf Dalet. I have this question. Why you should suffer this because the kitrug of Satan?
Okay, that's the question. That is the question of Eve. Why is Eve suffering for something he did not do? What right does a Satan have to be mekatreg on a tzaddik, a tam, a yerushalayim? That is the big question. In this parak, what he's presenting, it's a very difficult parak, it's not at all clear, but what he's presenting here is, he's giving a mashal. He's giving a mashal of a leader, a world leader, and the world leader is suddenly deposed. He is removed and he is destroyed. So the question is, why does this person suffer in a moment? Is he destroyed? And the answer is because he's not a tzaddik, he's a rasha. Throughout his tenure as a leader, he has committed horrible crimes. And the psukim now are going to describe in detail what exactly he has done wrong. It seems that Elihu is giving a mashal. Again, it's very difficult because when we started Elihu, according at least according to the Mitzudas, Elihu basically told Eov, I know you're suffering for crimes that you did not commit. But that's the way it is. Hashem is still righteous. Hashem still has the right to bring upon a person Yisurim. It's not clear why, but he seemed to acknowledge you did not do an Avera. Now, he is backtracking, it seems, Elihu, or he's focusing on this from a different angle, and he's giving a mashal. And the mashal is, we have a person that's in the top of the world, he's a world leader, he's in charge of a country, he has honor, prestige, power, success, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, he's wiped out. There's a regime change. He loses all of his power. Why? Does he deserve it? And the answer is yes, he does deserve it, because now he's going to say the terrible sins that he has done. Here, Pasuk Chaf Hei, we just read. Pasuk Chaf Hei already. That's Eov. That is Eov.
Okay.
This is what
the Satan that is going to attack against him. Hashem need no better.
Okay,
give him the chance to make problem for this.
You're asking a very general question, which this whole sefer is coming to address. You can't just come in the middle and ask this type of question. That is what the whole sefer is all about. That's what we're coming to address. Okay, let's go further. No, I can't.
This pasuk, you say, Yaroa Kavirim lo eker. How we translate the eker?
Lochein Yakir Hashem recognizes their evil deeds. The reason why this leader, in this mashal, we are comparing Eev to the Moshal. Eev in this mashal is just like a leader. Eev was on the top of the world. He was respected. He was successful. He was at the top of his game. And suddenly, out of nowhere, he lost everything. Along comes Eliyahu and says, Eov, you're no different than, look, study history. Study world history and you will find every so often there are leaders, there are kings, there are politicians who are at the top of their game and overnight they lose everything. You're just like them. Now, when that happens to a world leader, does anyone sit back and say, oh, you know why? You know why this world leader, you know why the king, he lost his power? It's because Hashem is corrupt? It's because the Lestin Velestayan? No one says that. Everyone says, hey, good for him, he deserved it. He deserved it because he's a Rasha, he's a tyrant. He has done horrible things to his country. And he goes on. So basically what Eliyahu was saying is just like no one has any complaints against HaKadosh Baruch Hu when HaKadosh Baruch Hu deposes a world leader, suddenly you also should not complain when you have suddenly your fortune has changed from riches to rags. Because there must be a reason, although you may not be aware of it.
Isn't that significantly different than Eliyahu's point of view? Isn't that differently than the three?
It's no different than the three friends.
Well, the three friends said that
you're Russia.
Committed a sin. Eliyahu was saying, even if you didn't commit a sin, you're being punished. There's a reason.
We don't know. You are. I don't really know.
Different than the three sons. You must have committed a sin.
Right.
Eliyahu was saying, even if you didn't commit a sin, there must be.
That is how we started. Correct. And but now he seems to be changing. He seems to be giving a general mashal. A general mashal. Maybe what he means to say is he can't ask questions. There must be a reason. There must be a reason. The reason why the king was deposed is because he committed did averus. For you, it's a different reason. But just like in the world, people don't question HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's a sudden change of fortune, you also should not question HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's a sudden change in your fortune. The reason for the king's fortune is that's one, there is one reason. The reason for your change of fortune is something else. I don't have clarity. I don't know. Let's try to read this. Maybe we'll get some more ideas as we go through it.
He starts off by saying, Yeroach Avirim Bolcheker.
What?
Without any investigation.
Yeah.
And the next passage, he says,
Hashem recognized their ways. Right. So I think what it means in Cheker, it doesn't mean in Cheker is a mashal to mean sudden. I don't think it means here a formal process. In fact, I'm going to show you the Medrash that says, from this is a very important passage coming up, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is done very slowly. Hashem does not rush to Mishpat. And so when it says Cheker, I think it just means it's sudden. That's the theme of these sukkah. Now let's see the sins. What are the sins? The sins are tachas rishaim sifakam. Now tachas in this context means ba'avur. Tachas normally means in place. But here we use it as a reason, ba'avur. Do you know why they suffer? Tachas Asher, Pinchas, Bavur. You have to wait. Tachas Rosham Sifakam, Bimkoim Royim. Let's look at the Pasuk of the Mitzudos. Tachas, Bavur Hayosam Rishoyim. The reason why this world leader has been deposed suddenly is because he's evil. Lezeh, therefore, Hikam Hashem hit them, smote them, Uritzasam crushed them, Bamakom, Yimsasham in their very palace, in their very location, Sham their Bamakom Yimsasham, Royim, in a public place, Laman Yikhu Musa, so that they should learn from people should learn not to follow in the ways of evil. According to the Mitzudos, Sifakah means to hit. Like last week's parasha, by Yispike Eskapov, Balak clapped his hands when Bilam started giving a bracha. When did he clap his hands? Who clapped it? I forgot the pasuk. One of them, either Bilam or Balaam, clapped their hands. So here it means when you hear clap, clap is a hakah. So tachas, because rishoim, because these people are evil, sifakam, Hashem banged them, Hashem clapped upon them, Hashem slapped them, Hashem smote them, destroyed them. Not only did Hashem destroy them, bimkoim roim, Hashem destroyed them in a public place. Why? Other people. Oh, so that's Rash. That's the Medrash. That Rash, the Medrash is talking about bimkoim means he has a different translation. We'll see in a moment. But according to the Mitzvah, in a public place. Why? So that people should learn from what happened to a Rasha, not to follow in their ways. Let's just read the Mitzvah one more time. Pasuk Chavav. Tachas Rishoyim. Ba'avur. The reason why Hashem has destroyed them. It's really going back to Pasuk Yichov Dalet. The reason why Yoroa Kabirim Locheker. Why Hashem has crushed the mighty without any process, without due process, without in a sudden moment, and has replaced them with other people, is because of their wickedness. They're evil people. Ba'avur heyosam rishaim lozed. Therefore, hikam Hashem hit them or itzasam and shattered them b'mokoy yimso sham roim, in a place where people can see, a public location, leman yikhu musar, so other people can learn musar, and not follow in their evil ways. Pasuk chavz. Okay, now Rashi says something very different. Rashi, Pasuk of Zion says, well, first let's go back and do Pasuk of Hei. Pasuk of Hei and Rashi. L'chein yakir ma'bodehen. L'fi shuhu makir ma'avdehem. Hatoy v'hora. Because Hashem recognizes their deeds. The word ma'bodehem means their actions, whether they're good or bad.
Their works.
The ain't tzoch lo l'hisvokeach. Hashem does not need to engage them in dialogue, in arguments. It came upon them suddenly. Hashem already knows the truth. Hashem knows that they're guilty. Hashem did not need to engage them in any arguments. Hashem brought upon them darkness, chorban, suddenly. V'yidok, when they were crushed. Pasuk of why? Tachas Rishoyim. So Rashi is learning not like the Mitzudos. Tachas means in their own place, in their own palace. It's not going to be a long, drawn-out process where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause them first to go into exile. They'll be deposed, or they'll lose the next election, and then they'll go out into, or they'll buy a nice estate somewhere in the country, and then they'll have tzaras. And when they'll have the tzaras, no one's going to even pay attention. Once they're no longer in a position of power, no one even pays attention to what happens to these people. No one's going to take Musa and learn that it does not pay to be evil, because you'll be punished. Adraba, Hashem wants to punish these people publicly so that they can learn Musa from these people, from not to do. So tachas means in their palace. Bimukaimam, safkam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Sifakam over here, according to Rashi, doesn't say exactly what it means, but he seems to be saying, well, let me first say, it means De Sipukam, which means their due, their punishment. Okay, I translate the word Sifakam to mean to clap. That was the Mitzudas translation. But it also can mean, in their own palace, Hashem brings upon them their due, their Gemul Ra. Sifakam, the example given over here is La'anshe Sidom. Anshe Sidom were destroyed on site. Hashem destroyed, brought a Chorban. Bimkoim Roim, in a place that everyone can see. It was Gafris, Vamelach, Shrefa, Cholarza. The whole world was able to see this, the mushroom cloud over the Anshe Sidom. And that sent a shock. That sent a very powerful message to the world: don't behave like these people. If a person would be able, if a person is punished over a period of time, slowly, there's a trial, and there's a delay in the sentencing, and then until the sentence is carried out, and they're no longer living in the country, and 20, 30, 40 years have passed, no one even remembers. No one is able to see the midah keneged midah, the advantage of Hashem punishing a person suddenly, a person can right away see the midah k'neged midah, and people can take mussar. So perhaps what he's saying here to Eev is, Eev, you are suffering. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has changed your fortune swiftly. Yesterday you were healthy and vibrant, successful, and today you are in a very difficult situation, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to use you as a mashal for the world. Don't mess with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't do averos, because you see there is in this world a reward and punishment. Something along those lines. So there's a purpose. There's a purpose for your punishment. And it seems the purpose is b'mekayim ro'im, Hashem wants to use you as an example. Hashem wants the world to see. Pasuk of Zayin. So the question is,
well, you say you make an example of somebody
because they deserve it. They deserve it. So the big question is, Eve, do you deserve it? So that's the question. Well, okay, that is the big mystery. That is the big mystery, which is not being really clearly explained how this mashal applies to Eve. This is a very good mashal. It's a beautiful mashal. They are world leaders who are tyrants, and suddenly they are destroyed and they are obliterated in a public way. And everyone watches, observes, and applauds. And everyone sees there's mishpat. Very nice, very good. And it's a very good mashal. But what's the nimshal? How does it apply to Eev? That is a very difficult question, which I have not seen. I really don't have clarity in that. Let's maybe when we go further, it will become clear. Pasuk of Zayin, Ashal Alkein Sadu Me'achadov. The reason why this has happened to this tyrant is because Saru Me'acharav, he has removed himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chol D'Rachov Lo Hiskilu, and he has not, the Chol in this context means, not even one of Hashem's commandments did he pay attention to. The Chol means, doesn't mean here all, because it means not even one. Sometimes Chol means not even one of Hashem's commandments was he careful to observe. And the person, as we learned 2 days ago, that pasuk im yesh olav malach melitz echad minei elef lahagid leadam yasho vayichunenu vayemepedeo mired shachas motzasichoy. If a person even has one out of 1,000, then he has a limud zchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him. But when a person has nothing going for him, not even one mitzvah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu obliterates him, and sometimes it happens very swiftly, very fast, in public eye. Let's look over here at the pasuk of Zayin in the Mitzudos. Al asher al kein, asher nevad asher nevad. The reason why he was because he went away. He moved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chol d'rachav. What is the chol d'rachav? So just explains very carefully. Af achas mikol d'rachav. This evil person did not fulfill even one of Hashem's commandments. Lo hiskilu. V'chein. Every time it says the word kol, every time you have this combination of asher al kain v'chol v'chein al kol dvar, using v'chein al kol dvar pesha. What does it mean in that pasuk in Shemos? Al kol dvar pesha, al shah, hamar, al seh. When the pasuk talks about a person as a guardian, he's a shomer for his friend, and he's holding this possession. The Torah gives a long list of items, and then it says al kol dvar pesha means u'mishpato. The translation of the word al kol dvar pesha means al achas mikol dvar pesha. A person swears falsely that he does not have in his possession any one of the items enumerated in the beginning of the pasuk, and that's here also how it has to be translated. Okay, pasuk chaf ches. When a person is guilty, he does not have even one good thing going to him. V'lohavi olav tzakas tol. Now he explains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will now bring upon him what he deserves. What does he deserve? A leader, a world leader, is responsible to pay attention to the cry of the poor. Social services. You have to help out the Dal. Lahavi Allah to bring upon this world leader punishment for the fact that he did not. You have to add a couple of words into the pasuk to make sense. Tzakas tol, that he did not listen to the cry of the poor. Vitzakas aniyim yishma, and that he did not listen to the cry of the poor. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring upon him this sudden punishment. Pasuk of us in the Mitzudos, Lahavi Olav, Lazeh. For this reason, he was suddenly destroyed. He was destroyed suddenly, without cheker, and crushed, and removed in the middle of the night. Lahavi al kol echad mehem, to bring upon them gemul, the punishment. Tzakas hadal, the cry of the poor. Asher oshko, who he has robbed. Gemul, and to bring upon this person the punishment. Tzakas hoanim harabim, the cry of the many poor people. Asher yishma, that he heard. Ki oshak liyachud l'rabim. This tyrant has oppressed the individual and its sibur. Ubot sakosam, their cry has risen lifnei hamakom, and now Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming over here to destroy, to punish this Rasha. Rashi patzikchav zayin chavches asher al kain sulem yacharav kimo al kain yodata chanoisenu ba'midbar. When it says over here al kain, you know our traveling in the desert. Moshe said to Yisro kimo mibnei asher sulem yacharav. The reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish these people because they have deviated from Yacharav, they have lefanav the Sarm Yacharav, they have you lefanav olav sakastam. It has come before him, lefanav olav. It has presented itself before him, two different words, lefanav olav, sakastalim, the cry of the poor. Now, Pasuk of Tes is a very powerful Pasuk. For who yashkit? Okay, now he's going further. Again, I warned you in the beginning. This parak, I really don't know. It's very, very hard. I don't have any clarity. But he's jumping around in Leo from one idea to the next idea. And he says now, the Hu Yashke, there are times in this world when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is silent. And in other words, I've just painted a picture where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extremely aggressive. Overnight, yesterday, this was the king, and you wake up in the morning, you turn on the radio, oh, we got a new king in town. Last night, there was a rebellion, there was a revolution, there was a coup, and they killed the old king, and there's a new king today in town. Wow, that was fast. And everyone sits back and says, good for him. He deserved it. He was a tyrant. He oppressed the poor, he stole from us, he did all these averis. Wow, look at that. There's justice in this world. Baruch Hashem, you see that there's Hashkacha Pradesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he rules the world. That's an extreme example of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention into this world. But sometimes Hashem is silent. Hashem lets the world go on for decades, for generations, for centuries, and nothing happens. Evil people prosper, and nothing happens. That's what it says now in these next two words, V'hu Yashkit. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is silent. He lets the Russia live and prosper. And now the Pasuk Elihu says, who would dare, what earthling would dare say, Umiyar Shia? Who would dare say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're wicked? You, Hashem, are wicked for being silent. You're wicked for being silent and allowing the Russia to exist. And sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes it's V'yaster Panim. Sometimes, I'm sorry, it's the other way, it's the same theme as Yashkin. Sometimes Hashem is Yaster Parim, Hashem hides himself, similar to being quiet. Umi Yeshurenu, who can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, how do you allow this to continue? A person is demanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pay attention. Who would have the chutzpah to speak like this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you have the chutzpah, you are, in fact, he's trying to complain against Eiv. V'al goy v'al adam yochad, and this approach, this hanhaga, where sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is silent, he hides himself, and he's quiet, it's true with regard to the community, and it's true with regard to the individual. Sometimes it's true for the nation, and sometimes it's true for the individual. It's a very hard pasuk. Let's look at Pasuk Chavtes number 2. He explains in very good detail. Very good detail. For who yashkit? Kasher yigzer hamakom al milo sheves shekit. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a gezera on a person that he shall be yashkit. That he shall be quiet, he shall have peace and serenity, tranquility. Uboteach. Umihu, in that matzav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't translate it correctly. I told you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is silent. It means, according to the least, according to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyzer, that an individual should have a good life, a good, easy life, even though he's Rasha. And the next two words, the Pasuk read, Umihu yachrid v'yabalbel. What human being would have the chutzpah to get angry and confused, in other words, to speak up, also, to the Yahweh v'yabalbel also, or, I'm sorry, Yahweh v'yabalbel also, I'm sorry, referring to the person who would go and try to shake up the person. Person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goyzer, or a person should have a peaceful life. Who would interfere? Who has the power to interfere with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and go to this person and shake him up? and take away his peace, his tranquility, and replace it with terror and confusion. If Hashem is goyzer, a person should have peace. There's nothing anyone in this world can do to change that person's situation. Furthermore, v'chashayaster ponim imi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his face from an individual, lebal yashkiach bo, does not look at the person, lo seis lo dei machsoro, to give him what he needs, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that a person should suffer, who will have the ability to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, there's a suffering man. Who will be able to look at this person to fill what he's lacking? No one has the power, not the mazalos, and not human intervention to change what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed upon a person. Al hagoy, bein al uma shlema, bein al adam yechidi, ki yachol hu, ap choylum mashkiach, ap pratum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has power for the klal and for the prat. So I didn't translate the pasuk really. Let me translate the pasuk now again according to the mitzudos. When it says in the pasuk, the mitzudos, you're throwing two opposites. And here we go one more time again in the pasuk. Vuhu yashkit. Sometimes Hashem decrees that a person shall have tranquility. A person shall have peace. If this is Hashem's gezera, umiyarshia. Is there any human being that has the power to change this situation? And yarshiah means make the person agitated. Take away his peace and tranquility. Impossible. There's no person has the power to be marshia, a person upon whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyzer, should have peace. Furthermore, v'yaster upon him, there are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself. He wants a person to suffer. He wants a person to be in a situation where he's lacking his basic needs. Hashem hides himself. Is there any human being that has the power, me, umi yishurenu, to look at that person and give him what he needs and fulfill his what's lacking? Impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that a person is not going to have anything. There's no way a person can interfere with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gezerah. That's true v'al hagoy. It's true with regard to an entire nation. And it's true v'al odom upon a person. Yochad, they're all the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules the world. He is in control. Now, what does this pasuk have to do with the previous pasuk? I don't have any clarity. I don't know. He's jumping around from theme to theme. Okay, let's just jump with Rashi. We'll finish for the finish for today. Pasuk of Tes v'hu yashkit. Mashkid es hadalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkid es hadalim. He's a whole different interpretation of Kodesh. We'll leave this. We'll rush the interpretation for tomorrow because we're out of time. We have a minute. Let's just read Rashi to finish the pasuk. We'll be mashkid. Mashkid es hadalim me'osim ha'oishkim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants, he gives peace to the poor from the oppression. According to Rashi, it appears that Pasuk Chaf Tes is a continuation from Pasuk Chaf Ches. Pasuk Chaf Ches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing the tyrant. The tyrant deserves to suffer punishment. Why? Because he oppressed the poor. When the tyrant will suffer his punishment now, v'hu yashkit. The poor man that was suffering will now have peace, tranquility. Mashkir es hadalim me'oisem ho'ishkem. Umiyar shia od. Is there anyone now that will be able to torture these innocent people? Uva oid shehister ponim. And while HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid his face, mi yishurenu. And while HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid his face, okay, I'm not sure how that ties into the Rashi's continuation. While HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hiding his face, is there someone that was able to look? V'al goy v'al adam yachad ki yichidim kim rubim shav lefanav lahashkid lahaster panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is equal. He treats. He has the ability to treat the tzibur and the yachad the same, one and the same. Okay, I'm not sure how that second part of the pasuk fits in. Okay, basically, what we've done today is we've really jumped around. We've jumped around with all these different themes. Pasuk Yitzayin and Pasuk Yitches. Pasuk Yitzayin and Pasuk Yitches was one theme. where Eliyahu said to Eliyahu that how dare you accuse HaKadosh Baruch Hu of being a Sonei Mishpat? How dare you say about the Tzadik Kabir that he's guilty? How dare you wouldn't have the chutzpah to say anything bad to a king of Tzbas of Adam? How dare you say something bad about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then in Pasuk Yutes, he just basically said a general theme that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not show favoritism, not to the rich or the poor. And then Pasuk Chaf began a new theme where there are times in this world where people's fortune change suddenly, like in the middle of the night. And a tzaddik in a rasha can die at a moment's notice. Chatzos Lila, there could be a change of regime, a regime change. And why? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Hashem looks at every person's deeds, and a person can't hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he goes on to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring about a change because of a world leader, a tyrant, because in the past they're extremely guilty, they're evil, they've oppressed the poor, and now when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away this evil person, the poor will finally have menucha. Okay, I what is the connection between these psukim? I don't really have any idea. It's the best I can do.
No.